This is a segment we call Let's Get to Know. We're here with Elizabeth Thomas. She's a senior for the Pella Girls Wrestling Team. Elizabeth, are you ready for this segment?
Yes.
Sir, very enthusiastic. First of all, let our listeners know about the activities you have been involved in, you're currently involved in, and what you may be involved in between now and the end of high school.
I've been involved in wrestling, volleyball, track, softball, FFA. Oh, National Honor Society, and the Distinguished Service Hours.
So, yeah, very, very involved, especially here coming in your senior year with I know what is your favorite sport. First of all, let's do a quick little rapid fire. What is your favorite pre-match ritual? Is there something that you do before match day, before game day, whatever it is? Is there go-to superstition, anything like that?
I just kind of like to listen to music.
Well, that gets my next question. What's your favorite warm-up song or artist?
Anything by Josiah Queen.
Okay. Favorite post-game meal or restaurant? So like after wrestling, I know especially when weight's a little more involved, it's tricky, but even after softball, what's maybe your favorite thing to eat after a game or favorite thing to eat after a match, especially if you've made weight and you don't have to worry about it for a day or two?
Probably any sort of chicken. I like chicken nuggets.
Okay. What is your favorite class? It could be something you're currently in or about to be in or something you've had in high school.
This semester I took a fine art crafts class and I really enjoyed that one because we got to make a bunch of different things.
What was your favorite craft to make?
Probably quilling. You take a bunch of like paper strips and you put them into different shapes to make a bigger picture.
Okay. What is your favorite opposing gym to wrestle in?
I don't think I have a really favorite one.
But you want to go to state, I'm sure. You'd like to make
it
to Coralville.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay. Do you have a go-to hobby that's not related to anything you do in high school?
Reading.
What's your favorite book? Or author. Let's go author.
I really like Sarah J. Maas.
Okay. Do you have a favorite movie?
Forever My Girl.
And do you have a favorite, this is one I ask, it could be either or, TV show or YouTube channel?
Favorite TV show is Manifest.
Okay. And then do you have a favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Okay. Well, we're just off the heels of Christmas, so you'll get to wait till next year for your favorite one. We're here with Elizabeth Thomas. She's a senior on the Pella Girls Wrestling Team. It's a segment we call Let's Get to Know. What is your best high school sports memory so far?
I really enjoyed going to state last year and cheering on my teammates that got to compete there.
And I'm guessing that's obviously a goal for you this year. Yeah. Who is your favorite professional athlete right now? If you had to choose to spend a day with a professional athlete, who would it be and why?
I don't really know like a specific person, but I think I would choose a softball athlete just because I really like softball and I'd enjoy to learn probably like a college athlete and I could just learn what college softball is like.
Well, and do you enjoy watching the College World Series in the spring? Is that a go-to for you? Do you have a favorite team or conference that you root for in that?
I don't really have a favorite team. I enjoy watching all the different teams and the higher level that they play at.
Okay. Well, speaking of college, then this is something I ask everybody. Hawkeyes or Cyclones and why?
Hawkeyes, just because that's how I grew up.
Okay. Do you have a specific Hawkeye memory, anything favorite, like a favorite sporting event you've been to or moment that you've shared with your family cheering on the Hawkeyes?
Last year during the wrestling season, we went to the opening of the first Hawkeye girls duel, and it was really fun to watch that and get to meet some of the girls too.
Yeah, and now here you are in your senior season here at Pella High. Let's go ahead and shift some gears here, continuing here with Elizabeth Thomas on Let's Get to Know. Do you have a favorite family tradition or vacation or destination, whatever it might be?
We tend to go to Alabama for my brother to wrestle, so I really enjoy that because last year we went to Gulf Shores, so that was fun. And then also just trying different seafoods that they have down there because I love seafood.
I guess you've mentioned a sibling. Maybe I should step back. Do you have a sibling, siblings plural? And if so, who are they? And let our listeners know a little bit about each of them.
I have 5 siblings in total. None of them are fully biological. 3 of them are step and 2 of them are half siblings. There's Eli, Beckett, Layla, Liana, and Finley. A fun fact about my brother Beckett is he's a 5-time state champ and he's only in 6th grade.
Wow. So we have something coming up the pipe for Coach Pike then, that sounds like. And hey,
it goes
to Oski. Okay, even better. And guess what? Siblings are siblings, right?
Yeah.
So they're all the same in that regard. So, all right. And then in terms of, obviously, wrestling's a big thing for you. Is there another sport that you could compete in that you don't currently? So you already listed quite a few. And if so, what sport would you want to play that you don't currently play or have never played before?
I have not done track the past couple of years just because I've been injured, but I really want to do it. I don't know for sure if I'm going to do it this year, but I think I'd really enjoy it just because I usually get a lot of compliments that I'm really fast, and so I think I could excel in that pretty well.
Well, hey, the season's not quite here yet, but I'm sure Coach Dak would love to have you on the staff. Let's see. I ask this question to a lot of other people, too, kind of jumping around here. If you could time travel, would you be someone who'd go to the past or to the future, and why?
I think I'd go to the future just because I feel there would be, like, a lot more technological advancements, and I think I'd like to see what cool things there are. And I also don't want to end up in the middle of a war if I chose to go to the past.
I was about to say, the past is a tricky place to be sometimes, that's for sure. What would you say, in kind of that same ilk, what would you say is the top thing to do in your bucket list? What's the one thing you want to do while you're still here on Earth before you travel to the future?
I think it would be fun to go to some place like Italy or, like, France or something. I really, because those are, like, popular places. I'd say skydiving, but I feel like I'd get too scared. But it just sounds so fun.
Hey, you never know when you're riley up there. And hey, there's a parachute there. I'm sure you do just fine. Let's see, anything else? What then on that ilk is the scariest thing you've ever done so far? I mean, skydiving would probably be at the top of the list, but then if you haven't done skydiving, what would you say is the scariest thing you've done?
It wasn't necessarily the scariest in the moment, but now that I look back on it, over summer last year, I went water skiing. And I ended up splitting my face open, so I don't think I'll be doing that again.
Okay, one of those where now you don't want to repeat, but at the time it was very fun until you split your face open.
Yes.
Okay. Well, on the last note, I know that you love wrestling and you have other sports you'll possibly be competing in between on the end of the year. What are you looking forward to about finishing your time here at Pella High School in a strong way? And what are you looking forward to about these last final months here before graduation?
I'm really looking forward to just, like, the end of the season and honestly being the first girl to compete all 4 years of high school, and then also looking forward to just spending the rest of this school year with my friends and everybody that I've grown up with all these years, and then of course softball at the end of the year.
Should be a whole lot of fun. Elizabeth Thomas, nice to get to know you a little better. Thank you.
Thank you.